This is 98.7 WLLZ. You're listening to the best of JJ in the Morning Crew. And don't forget, if you hear the Three Stooges, be my ninth caller at 298-6398. And courtesy of Blockbuster Video, you're going to have a film festival for your very own. This is The Wheels, and this is The Morning Crew.
Teddy Kennedy, you've just got yourself mixed up in the scandal of the year. What are you going to do now?
I'm going to driving school there. May I offer you a lift, young miss?
Here's a story of a famous family whose many sexual exploits are well known. They're the closest thing we have to royalty. Oh, how their legends grow. It's the story of a man named Teddy who was driving a campaign worker home. He went off the bridge at Chappaquiddick. His White House dreams were gone. Till the one day when a nephew made the headlines, and the tabloids, they had his butt for lunch. Now the lawyers are getting all together. It's their job to defend the Kennedy Bunch. The Kennedy Bunch. The Kennedy Bunch. There's no way to defend the Kennedy Bunch.
Time for FM 98 weather. I'm Jim Mattis from the Channel 7 Weather Center. Well, we may lose a little snow over this weekend here in the metro area as temperatures start warming up. They'll keep some in the north country as some of the base totals are well above 2 feet. Here's our forecast, though, for Detroit for today. A mix of clouds and sunshine with a high in the low 40s. Then for tonight, a few more clouds rolling in with a low of 35. Tomorrow, Sunday, increasing cloudiness, a slight chance of rain, and a high of 46. Now back to the best of JJ and the Morning Crew on 98.7 WLLZ.
And now another edition of How to Be Manly. Today, lesson number 2,934. Ah, there you are, all tucked into bed, waiting for your wife and or girlfriend to join you. Since the two of you are retiring somewhat early tonight, you thought that you might be able to interest her in a game of Where Can Mr. Snake Hide? However, as you hear her open the front door to put out the recycling bin, she begins to scream. You bolt out of bed to see what's the matter. It seems that she is terribly upset because as she opened the front door, her little kitty cat ran out into the cold night. Since she's so upset she's crying, you decide to put on your bathrobe, grab a flashlight, and go outside to find the troublesome feline. You are looking about in the neighbor's rose garden, mumbling something to yourself that if curiosity doesn't kill the cat, you will, when you find yourself face to face with the lady next door and she is holding you at gunpoint. She is accusing you of being a peeping Tom and orders you to freeze as she has already called the police. You want to let her know how absolutely ridiculous her accusation is, but how can this be expressed in a manly manner? Follow along in your manly manual, page 2,929, and repeat after me. Number one, you misunderstood me. I said I'm out here looking for a pussy cat. Number two, look, lady, if I wanted to know what went on in your bedroom, I'd just ask all the guys at work. Number three, hell, I don't have to come all the way over here to see a fat lady lie naked in bed and do nothing. I'm married. Use any of the above phrases in just such a situation, and minutes later when the police arrive to find you lying in the front yard screaming and your kneecaps lying in the middle of the road, you can rest assured that the lady next door will have no doubts as to what kind of man you really are. Until next time, this is Mr. Manly saying be manly and good day.
The story you're about to hear is true.
I'm Dave Kasabian. I had a Honda Accord EX. I was visiting friends, and the car was just on a regular street. It's not a high-crime area. Went back to my car, and it was gone. And I called the police to see if it was towed. They said, no, we don't tow off that street. So I went down and reported it stolen. It took 2 weeks for the car to be found on a flatbed with no wheels, and the stereo was gone. Everything was stripped out. It was full of cigarette butts and stale beer, and it's just a mess. I lost $500 deductible, plus they depreciated my tires. All the tires were stolen, so they depreciated the tires $100. So that's $600, plus all these little things add up, so I'm out $650, $700 probably.
Don't get alarmed. Get LoJack.
Had I had LoJack, it would have been found probably in a couple hours instead of 2 weeks.
Visit your new car dealer or call 1-800-73-LoJack. That's 1-800-73-LOJACK. Ask for Julie.
This next time, yeah, it's definitely worth the investment.
One and two, and come on, Comet, shake those antlers. Three and four, and let's see some sweat, Cupid. Four and five, and a come on, Dancer, lift those hooves.
Whoa, what's going on here?
Oh, hi, Santa. Just getting the reindeer in shape for the big night.
Where did they get all that Avia aerobic gear? Must have cost a fortune. Remember, this is a non-profit organization.
Well, don't worry, Santa. We got it all at Herman's World of Sporting Goods during their 12 Sports of Christmas celebration.
Oh, I see.
That's where we also picked up these Speedo Freestyle goggles.
Oh, my.
I thought I'd take the little deer swimming after we finished our workout.
Sounds like a good idea. Just don't let Rudolph near the water.
Huh? Why's that?
He might short-circuit his nose.
Oh, dear.
Pick up the latest Avia aerobic equipment and Speedo swim gear during Herman's 12 Sports of Christmas celebration. Herman's World of Sporting Goods for all the sports on your list.
Hey, none of that, Blitzen.
Know what Baker Square is? It's a little piece of quiet in a world of holiday noise. An island of comfort in a sea of push and shove. A place where French silk pie floats on clouds of steaming coffee. And people talk in civilized tones of everyday things.
Baker Square.
Yeah, Baker Square is the eye of the holiday hurricane. Entering Baker Square at the edge of the holiday madness is like discovering an oasis. Where kind people serve you fresh sandwiches, cool salads and hot soups, and ask if everything is okay.
Everything okay?
And everything is okay for a little while. Get out of the holiday noise. Come into Baker Square, where it's always time to think peaceful thoughts and ease into French silk delights.
More coffee, sir?
Yeah, thanks.
Baker Square is the perfect haven from the hectic holiday rush. Stop in for a delicious meal or snack. We're located in Westland at 36101 Warren Road across from the Westland Mall. Call 326-1717 or stop in.
J.B. Robinson Jewelers makes it easy to show your love this Christmas. Starting this Friday, J.B. Robinson Jewelers' entire inventory is 25% off. You heard right. This Friday, Saturday, and Sunday only. J.B. Robinson's is marking everything at 25% off. You'll save on diamonds, gemstones, and watches. This is the weekend. For 3 days only, save 25% at J.B. Robinson's. Miss it, and you'll miss out on our best savings event. Save 25% off regular price jewelry this weekend only at J.B. Robinson Jewelers. Certified diamonds and selected watches excluded. J.B. Robinson Jewelers, because love never goes out of style.
98.7 WLLZ in Summit Place Mall want to send you spring skiing in Vail, Colorado with Sherry Donovan. Join Sherry for some of the country's best skiing at a special Wheels discount from Flyaway Vacations. And if you would like more information on that, you can dial the Wheels access line at 855-2400 and press 5 on your touch-tone phone. Now, these trips include airfare from American Airlines, something special in the air, resort accommodations at Marriott Mark Hotel in Vail, and a cocktail party with Sherry, lessons, rentals, discounts, and much, much more. Plus, listen to Sherry weekdays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. for your chance to win one of two trips for two to courtesy of friends at Flyaway Vacations and Summit Place Mall. For all your holiday shopping, Summit Place Mall is the place. This is 98.7 WLLZ, and you're listening to a three-in-a-row block party weekend.